It's Monday, April 6th, 2015, 7 p.m., and I'm calling this public hearing to order regarding ordinance 4-2015. Present this evening are council members Mr. Fry, Mr. Hanna, Mr. Lukey, Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Mishka, and myself, Mrs. Westfall. Mrs. Capellini is excused. Additionally, from administration is Law Director Mrs. Brining, Economic Development Director Mr. Sanford, Chief Rodas, Clerk of Council Mrs. Booker, as well as the mayor is joining us this evening. In this public hearing, we've got two guests with us. I don't believe either are here to speak on behalf of the hearing, but in this public hearing, we would welcome comment on ordinance number 4-2015, amending codified ordinances of Sylvania by creating chapter 1167, requiring charitable donation containers that are placed in open spaces to be registered or subject to a penalty for violation. And the ordinance was referred to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission reviewed and recommended approval at its February 11th, 2015 meeting. And I do believe that, Mrs. Brining, do you have anything else that you'd like to add with regard to the legislation, proposed legislation?
Sure. Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. I did receive today some case law on this issue from Ms. Councilman Hanum, and I note that our ordinance is distinguishable from that one in that ours is just a regulation. The ordinance that was the subject of the case was an outright ban on the uncharitable donation huts. Mr. Hanum and I agree that ours is a more reasonable time, place, and manner restriction. We're not banning them. You can have one per parcel. You just have to follow the requirements for the registration set out in the legislation. And I did speak with Mr. Aller, and he indicated, I know this was a question previously, about how we're going to kind of keep track of who has purchased a permit for the year, who's registered, and he and Mr. Burns have developed a sticker, kind of like we use for the refuse and other things, and that we'll just change the color every year so we'll know for that year who's registered and who hasn't.
Thank you, Mrs. Brining. I don't believe either of the individuals here is present to speak for or against the legislation, but please let me know if I'm incorrect in that. Okay, thank you. Would any members of council have any comment that they'd like to have, and in particular, Mr. Hanum, I know you, Leslie, referenced your information today.
Well, I didn't wait till the last minute to share this decision with Leslie. It literally came out today. There was there were two cases in Michigan, one in the Western District and one in the Eastern District. And the one in the Western District ended up at the Sixth Circuit. In the Eastern District, the court, another federal court, held that the set of regulations on that applied to charity donation bins was a was not an impingement on the First Amendment. So I don't think our legislation, in fact, affirmatively, I believe our legislation is consistent with the First Amendment, consistent with our exercise of police powers through our zoning ordinance. So, and I think it's, and I'll also point out that when we met with the Planet Aid folks, you may recall, even in the meeting that, we had here, I think that was a zoning and annexation committee meeting, they indicated a support for regulation, but they were, indicated they would be vigorously opposed to a ban. So I think this is consistent with what we've come up with. I know I shared early on, an early draft of the legislation with the Planet Aid folks. I haven't heard from them in a number of months, but I don't have any reason to think that by enacting this legislation, we're signing up for litigation, for example. I think this is consistent with the Planet Aid model. But the key point here is it's really consistent with a reasonable way of addressing these bids. The number one thing that we will assure with this legislation is that nobody will be able to place a charity bin or any other kind of bin, a donation bin, on a parcel without the owner's knowledge and involvement. And one of the things that, you know, we found when we looked, we started to look into this, was that a number of donation bins in the city were just placed by the bin owner without ever contacting the property, the actual property owner or the tenant, in the case of a lessee. So this will, in order to proceed with the licensing process, you need to have the consent of the property owner. And then the regulations we have here are not content-based. They're simply health and safety regulations designed to be sure that these charity bins are properly maintained and operated. So this problem was originally brought to my attention by one of our neighbors, and it's taken us a while to get here, but I think this is good legislation. I think it's good for our city, and I think in the long run, I don't have any concerns about its legality and constitutionality.
Thank you, Mr. Hanum. Any other council members have any other comment or question?
I do have one concern about this, and I've stated it before. The legislation states one container for each property, and these do not get scattered out individual properties. The biggest collection that we have is over behind the Kroger on Sylvania Avenue, which has several parcels that Kroger is built on. But I'm not sure that there's 8 or 10 parcels there to reflect the number of containers. There's at least that many back there. I want to make sure that City Council wants the administration to enforce this. We're probably limited in receipt or order of receipt coming in, but we're going to be saying no to somebody, I suspect.
Well, I think we found with Kroger, the only person that had asked permission to place the, only one party had asked permission to place the bin there. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them had just been effectively dumped there. And I also think it was Kroger was the tenant who asked the donation bin people to remove them, mm-hmm. and they ignored them. So.
So they were all out in front. And
yeah.
At that time, they moved them to the back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think
everybody was aware of that.
Yeah, and I think you know that there's an aesthetic issue there as well.
That's a reasonable limit. I'm not saying that it isn't, but it is going to reduce the number at some locations.
If it became a critical issue of concern in the future, is it something that could be revisited?
Sure.
So, with that in mind, I think let's see if it becomes an issue of focus for anyone.
In the meantime, we'll tell all the complainants to call the chairman his own.
Absolutely.
At their own peril.
My voice will be better by then, so. Yeah.
Very good. Well, then, I would ask if what the pleasure of council is. If you have an interest in, I know Mrs. Bridings distributed some legislation this evening. Is there a motion that would like to consider moving this legislation forward to this evening's council meeting?
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 4-2015 be advanced to the city council meeting for consideration this evening. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. So this ordinance will move forward to our city council meeting this evening at 7:13, and the public hearing on ordinance 4-2015 is completed. Thank you.